This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, now it's quiz time here at the Marketplace Morning Report. And joining us from Washington is our quizmaster, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at theglobalist.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. So I take it you're ready for today's Globalist quiz.
I'm always ready.
Here we go. There's an almost continuous stream of news stories that we've all listened to on Marketplace about acts of corruption, whether committed by officials in China or other places. So my question for you today is this. Which of the following emerging market economies is perceived to have the highest level of corruption in its public sector? Is it A, China, B, Russia, C, Brazil, or D, India?
You know, I've always heard that Russia is the worst when it comes to corruption, so I'm going to go with Russia.
We have a total winner and a totally new thing. I think this is the very first time that you hit it on the nail, and it is true. Among the 176 nations that Transparency International, the NGO that is dedicated to this issue, is measuring every year, Russia comes out in 133rd place. It is by far the worst of the BRIC countries, and so my question to you as a bonus question is, which of these is the best performing? You have leftist choices, China, Brazil, or India?
I'm going to go with Brazil.
You are absolutely in perfect shape today.
Wow, that's two
for
two.
I do too easy stuff now. Brazil comes in 69th globally. And what's interesting there is, I mean, of course, Brazil still has significant corruption. They have corruption scandals. People have to resign from the president's staff. But what's great is this actually happens now. These people are held accountable, put in front of a trial, and found guilty. And that's a significant piece of progress. So there's still a big corruption agenda to be solved globally. But congratulations on a perfect job today. You're my man.
All right. Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Thanks as always.
You're very welcome. Enjoyed it today.